Yo, blessed ones, I hope everybody enjoyed their Thanksgiving. Even those who don't celebrate it, I understand that a lot of Black African Americans or those of African descent don't really celebrate it that much. And I understand. You know, there's some, you know, some history with, you know, Thanksgiving I'm not going to get into, but I'm just going to say this. You know, we're in America. I mean, Thanksgiving, it's, for as far as I know, is American culture. And I think it's only fair for everyone to at least be able to enjoy their family and a nice feast, even if they don't technically celebrate Thanksgiving itself. But it's the day that, you know, the founding fathers, I guess you could say, decided to have it every fourth Thursday of November. But it was good. My Thanksgiving was good. I had my son. You know, my brother came by. My nieces came by. So, you know, it was good. You know, it was a good meal. My mother cooked. But, I'm not going to be long today. I just wanted to, you know, really just come up here and share something. You know, I like to sometimes document my thoughts and oftentimes share it because I don't go to therapy. I would like to have go to therapy, but, you know, hey, when you're trying to get your finances together, it's not always as simple as, hey, let me set up an therapy appointment, you know what I mean? A lot of things have been on my mind. And, you know, since I've been on Clubhouse and been in some rooms just listening to certain people speak and be a part of certain conversations, it actually gave me some insight on some things. It actually gave me some understanding on some things a little bit better that I don't even really feel like I have to, you know, really go to therapy about. I just have to do some soul searching, if you will say. There's a couple of things that was on my mind, and for those of you who don't know what Clubhouse is, it is a social media app. But it's a chat app, and what I like most about this app is when you are in a room, like it's like a chat room, so you can be in a certain particular room that's talking about a particular thing, and you can, when you get on, you can be in the audience and just listen to the conversation. Raise your hand if you want to be a part of the, if you want to get on, be one of the speakers. It's a couple of, a lot of heavy hitters up there. You know, I know Joe Budden's in it. Got, you know, guys like Lupe Fiasco. Got a lot of Black creatives, a lot of Black entrepreneurs there. You know, once again, you know, shifting the culture, the black community shifting the culture. But it's definitely a good social media app. And it's not one of the, and it's not like one of these apps where, like Instagram or Twitter, where you can like put on, like put a picture up or mark, it's not one of those things where you mark like what are you thinking. It's definitely like a chat app. You have a room, you can create a room, you can invite people, whoever you can. You can be the only one talking. It's a cool app. You know, you'll just have to check it out. But it's called Clubhouse. But you know, there was a couple things up there that kind of got me thinking. There was this one particular room, and I was like, man, this room kind of toxic, you know. This one said it was about man, I forgot the title of it. They was talking about if it was like about dating. If you pay for something dealing with, if you pay for the date, or if you're if you go out on a date. Hold on, I gotta think about it. I know it was dealing with dating. Right, I'm gonna get to it, but it was just definitely a pretty good, and being that it's a public conversation, even though it's invite only, I think it's okay to share it. And, you know, there was everybody was just interrupting each other speaking. There was a lot of men up there talking about, a lot of women as well. They were saying, if you not financially stable, you shouldn't be worried about dating. And I somewhat agree with that. But however, when we think about dating, where, see, this is why it's 2 out of 4 titles. Sometimes my mind, I know what I want to say and then it just goes out. But sometimes when we're dating people, we might think of it, and we have to be able to identify these things, because there's a difference between being in a relationship and being going on a date. And I know with dating, you know, dating is really just trying to get to know somebody. Hopefully, at some point, there will be like a potential future. So that's the whole gist of it for me. Like, yeah, I feel like you gotta have some type of financial stability enough just to be okay. You gotta have something going. Like, you can't just have like $10 in your bank account or something and then just be trying to go out on a date with somebody. Like, if you're going out to, you know, just kick it with somebody, show a woman a good time or show a man a good time, just enjoying the day, then that's fine. But if you're like dating, if you're dating someone to, you know, cuff them and to be in a relationship, I do feel like you gotta bring something to the table. And I don't wanna sound too shallow. Let me take that back. I'm not even gonna say you gotta have $10 in your account. What I do feel like is that you gotta have some goals. Maybe because for me, I'm, you know, maybe my standards aren't as high as they probably should be as a man, but, you know, I'm in a situation myself. You know, I can't expect somebody to be in a better situation than me if I'm not in that better situation. Like, if I want a woman that has money, if I want a woman that has her own spot, then I feel like I should be able to have that as well. But that's why I said maybe because I don't. You know, I'm divorced. I'm single. I'm a father. I'm going through some things right now. So I stay with my folks at the moment. I have aspirations and goals to be able to do more. So I'm not really thinking about being in a committed relationship. But if I want to take a woman out, if I feel like I want to have a woman, if I want to spend time with a woman, then I feel like I still have that right, because I would somewhere down the line want to at least see where it goes. But, you know, as far as like trying to marry them right then nah, I don't really think that. And I still can't think about what the name of the room was, but it was just pretty much discussing that. My thoughts on that is, I do feel like if you are dating a woman, but y'all are not dating exclusively, and y'all are just, you know, getting to know each other, just trying, you know, y'all are forming a certain type of friendship or relationship, and you actually have some good, like, good intentions with her, then yeah, I have no problem with someone like just me speaking for myself. I don't think that men and women shouldn't date if they're not, like, financially stable all the way, because things happen. I've been through so much in my life where I had money. I didn't have money. I had money. Money comes and goes. I mean, when I was married, you know, me and my ex-wife, we lived together. There was a moment where we had to stay with my, you know, because our apartment wasn't ready. We had to stay with my mom for a few weeks, and then we moved in our own spot. But, I mean, things happen. I think because it's kind of, you know, everybody's entitled to have their standards and, I guess, requirements, and that's fine. But just me personally, to me, I think sometimes it's shallow, and it's okay to be shallow if you want to. I'm not saying that it's a bad thing, but for me, it's shallow for me to feel like, oh, I can't enjoy a woman's company, or, you know, get to know someone and grow with them because, you know, I'm broke or something. You know what I'm saying? Because we all grow. I feel like things happen. Like, again, you got a job, you got something going for yourself, you got a plan. You know, that's good enough. That's good enough to elevate. You know what I'm saying? That's good enough to kind of at least keep yourself consistent and productive. Right? So for me, you know, I just feel like sometimes, we put too much emphasis sometimes in, you know, like, dating without a purpose. I believe in soul ties. I think I explained this before. I believe in soul ties. You know, you can have strictly a sexual relationship if you want to. But I believe in soul ties. I believe that, you know, anybody who you have sex with, they now become part of you, even if it's just a little small piece. You know, we oftentimes give too much credit to a sickness or just having a bad day. Sometimes you might wake up with a headache. Sometimes you might wake up just not feeling it. Sometimes those things happen. Hell, if you're a virgin, you can wake up like that. But also, I just want to be clear that it's okay for things to be more than one thing. Like, if you're someone who didn't have sex at all in your life, and you might be having a bad day, then it could be something else. You might just be having a bad day. But that don't mean that a person that has sex all the time or has sex a little times, and they wake up and they're just not feeling it. They could be having a bad day too, but it's also a possibility that they can be other things. I mean, it's other factors in everything. I think, you know, life is complex. That's why I say, like, for me personally, sometimes when I look and I think about, you know, God, and, you know, when I read the Bible and I think about certain things, and I'm like, well, not everybody believes God, not everybody believes in the Bible, but that doesn't take away from the fact, you know, we can believe whatever we want. You know, we can believe certain things. You know, everything's an energy. If we believe it, if we can see it, we can achieve it, right? However, there's also that other part where sometimes that's not the case. Like, again, I'm not a scientist. I'm not a doctor. I'm not a world scavenger or anything, but I am a person with a thought that provokes thought, that thinks about everything, because we don't have the answers. We can do all these, we can do the research all we want, but again, it's the mind. It's what you feel. It's what you think. So in retrospect to everything about men and women dating, do you know, money is important. Money can be a deciding factor, but also sex can be a deciding factor. Work can be a deciding factor, because again, we got to have a balance of everything. If you spend too much time working, you won't really get to have that quality time with the person you're involved with, and then they'll be out. That's a possibility. They can go out there and cheat, or they don't cheat, and then they just be miserable because they don't get to spend time with you, because relationship is more than just having a spiritual connection or having an emotional connection. It also involves, you know, you got to be able to become one with that person if you're in a, trying to be a serious relationship. I don't believe in having casually dating someone if it's not going to go anywhere. It's okay to go on dates and get to know somebody, but if you decide that you want to be exclusive with this person, I believe that, you know, you have to, you know, have more than, you know, just, oh, a meal, or let's go to the movies. You know, I feel like you got to have something going. Like, you know, some people are simple. There's people out here who are married living with their parents. There are people who are married living in shelters. There are people out here that, you know, but again, I'm not somebody to tell somebody what their happiness is, but I do feel like for me personally that I want to, like, I wouldn't mind dating someone who has less than me or more than me, because when I'm dating, if I'm exclusively dating someone and I'm in a relationship with them, I believe in building with them. So if we already have that relationship though, I might understand that, okay, they might be going through something. She might be going through something. Some people don't communicate enough to be like, well, I don't want to date Anthony. I don't want to date Blair because he still stay at home. I don't want to date Blair because, you know, he's in between jobs. Or I don't want to date Blair because, you know, he's whatever. And some women, they don't want to date men that got kids, got one kid, two kids, whatever. They don't want to date men that got kids. Women don't want to be involved with men who don't got a car. I have a car. I stay with my folks right now. I have a job. I'm self-employed as well, doing, you know, driving. But some women want a man that has a career. Some women want men that is complete already. And to me personally, the way that I look at things is, there's a difference between being grown and being an adult. Like, if you're grown, you're done. You're done doing everything. You're not learning anymore. You're not building anymore. And I think when it comes to relationships is about building and growing together. Like I said, one can be doing better than the other financially. One can be doing better than the other, you know, just personally, as far as like, okay, I'm, you know, my mind is right. You know, I know what I want. I'm here. But I mean, you should be on the same page with somebody as far as understanding and communicating. But, you know, it was just a thought that I had in my mind. And again, this is 2 out of 4 title. You know, sometimes it's going to sound confusing. Sometimes it don't, but I just wanted to express that, you know, me and my friend, we've been talking, you know, about relationships last couple days, and I know I I had mentioned something when it came to, you know, having sex with your friends, right? And, you know, me personally, I really thought about this. I thought about this since the day I said it the other day, because there's never an awkwardness for me. Like, if me and a lady friend of mine was ever, you know, ever intimate or whatever in that way, you know, that they, like, we, like, look, we friends right now, but once we have sex, we're still friends, you know, we're not in a relationship. It'd be like friends with benefits or, you know, cuddy buddy, whatever you want to call it. But then I had thought about it, and I said, you know what, it kind of made me look at myself like, man, I'm kind of dirty. Because I'm one of these people who would have sex with my... I can have sex with my friends and they can still be considered a friend to me. And then I had to think about it. So, well, like I mentioned before, I believe in soul ties. So, when I think about it, I'm like, man, I don't feel... any different about the person that I lay with even after we do something. Like, if we friends, and or even, like, I'm gonna say this, if I meet you on the first day and I lay with you, and, you know, like I said, if I have a one night stand, I don't look at a woman like a whore or a hoe or anything if I lay with them first day, because I know sex is still a certain type of drive that we have. Sometimes if you just feel horny, if you trust somebody enough to lay with them, and, you know, then, I mean, you trust somebody to lay with you. It's your body. Me personally, if it's a friend, somebody who I'm real close to, and if we lay together, sleep together, it doesn't go past that. I mean, that's just still my friend, and then, you know, my friend explained it to me in a way, and I said, I understood it, and, you know, I still feel like for me, I can have sex with friends. It's not maybe, but, you know, I have to retrace, you know, my whole thing about it is, I feel bad about it because, again, soul ties. It's kind of selfish. I mean, even if we have an agreement that, you know, it's just a sex thing, and it's like, well, because I don't define friend, like a friend, as someone who I don't have sex with. Like, I guess there's a barrier where if we're friends, then, you know, certain things you're not gonna do. To me, you know, being lovers and friends it's a fine line. You know, it's like same thing, like, you know, my ex-wife. That's the most significant thing, right? Next to her being my baby's mom or my friend or whatever. You know, we friends. I mean, we ain't married anymore, so we friends. But that's my ex-wife because, you know, maybe I can't explain it, but yeah, that's my ex-wife. But there's layers to it. So yeah, sex is definitely something that I take seriously. So that's why I say, you know, I have sex with my friend, but it's like, I'm not having sex with, like, no random or anything. But then I had to think about it, and I was like, well, do I feel proud about that? to consider someone that I give my body to, someone that gives their body to me, and say they're my friend. And I'm looking and I'm like, well, man, you know, because to me, as I get older throughout time, I mean, things change throughout time once you have a better understanding of it. I understood. I said, man, you know what? As an adult, as a man, as a father, as a person who's been married, you know, soul ties, it's like sex is a little bit different for me now. And I'm like, man, do I want to have sex with someone who's my friend and who I'm just going to see as a friend? Or should I only share this type of love with someone who I want more as a friend? So I go back and forth sometimes. I'm like, man, you know, well, I mean, friend is someone who's there for you, a friend who's care. I mean, but like I said, there's fine lines. Sex isn't just sex to me. I had, like, with certain people it was, but it's like, you know, it's kind of sometimes a complexity. But anyway, it was just some thoughts I had in my brain. And I'm sitting here thinking, like, man, I might be, I mean, I knew I had some toxic in me. I mean, because, like, me and this one woman, you know, but I'm like, man, I'm really am toxic. Because, you know, as my friend was explaining, this is a dear friend of me, but as my friend was explaining, you know, I get it. I understand it. But again, I'm comfortable with myself to enough to, you know, be able to say, okay, I can explain it in a way where, okay, I don't want to confuse anyone. But, you know, me and my friend was talking about it, and, you know, like I said, I feel like friends can have that type of connection and still be friends. So, and I understand, I know it's more women. More women might disagree. And then when I started thinking about it, I said, you know, I mean, for me, I can, but then I also said, well, I don't know if that's right. Because, you know, when you give yourself to somebody, you know, you trust them. You know, you trust your friend. You know, you're trusting your friend. A friend is somebody you should trust, right? So you should be able to know that, you know, they take care of you. And then, you know, having empathy, you know, sex is, you know, kind of like giving yourself to someone else by sexual intercourse, right? And then y'all are connecting emotionally, spiritually, physically, and it shifts. Now it's more like your life partners. Just imagine if Jesus didn't die for us, right? And we just had sex. And the first person we had sex with, we were married to. Because in a way, that's what sex is. You're now bonded with them forever. It takes a long time sometimes to get some of those soul ties out. Now, yes, sure. All my female friends, I care about them all. Maybe some more than others, but I still care about them. We have a different type of friendship. You know, we have different type of friendship, different level of friendships. Everybody has different boundaries. That doesn't make them any less of a friend than my other friend. That's pretty much what my explanation was. You know, I could have sex with some friends. I can't have sex with some of them. Some of them I can't have them. Some of them I'm not sexually attracted to. Some of them I would be. Or not even sexually attracted to, but sometimes I just, it's just, hey, let me go and do it. But then I'm like, man, that's kind of toxic. You know, I don't want to be that type of friend. I don't want to be the type of friend who just want to take advantage of your soul like that. You know, it's not always right. It's not always right. But again, it just, maybe that's just my understanding. You know, just thinking back at it, I'm like, man, that's kind of toxic of me to have sex with my friends. It's kind of toxic of me to, you know, give myself and allow my friend to give themselves to me in that way and not want to be with them, or even just that because I believe in soul ties, I always have. And it's kind of hypocritical of me to, you know, believe that, just for me personally, to believe that and know that and understand that and still do that. Because again, I can be selfish. I need some love. You need love. Let's make love together. But let's not go any, let's stay friends. I mean, you can have boundaries. But like I said, it's just certain levels that maybe I didn't understand it. I didn't expect it to be this long, but sometimes when you're in the spirit, you know, you just start going and going. And that's kind of how I go with this 2 out of 4 title. But for all those who've been listening, for all those who was able to understand and follow me, thank you. Those who didn't, again, this is 2 out of 4 title. Sometimes it's not going to. It's not always made to make sense. Sometimes it's just made to be heard. Because, hey, that's Blair for you, you know. That's just what I do. So I do thank you. If you want, it just happens, if you happen to come across this, please follow me on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram at Blessed One Up, BLSD, the number 1 UP. That is I'm on a break right now, but I mean, you can follow me there, go on my SoundCloud. I have a link, there's a link, go to my link tree, AB1 Studios. Thank you again. But yeah, that's all, you know. Love is everything. Love is the world. Right? I love my friends. And I can be man enough to say, sadly, I don't see nothing wrong with it. I didn't see anything wrong with having sex with friends. But then, you know, once I thought about it in a more deeper way, I said, man, you know what? I've been toxic. I don't wanna be that type of guy. Because it goes back again to earlier. If you're with somebody, you should be able to take care of them. You should be able to provide. You should be able to be submissive. Men and women should be submissive to one another. And if you lay down with them, but you can't help them financially then, you know, that actually makes you really shallow. And whether you want to accept it as negative or positive, still kind of shallow, you know? Sex is too much important to the world. Sex is too important to your energy to just be giving it to anybody. So, just like anything else, same thing, your time. Can't get it back. But I don't know. Having sex where your friends is kind of toxic. But again, we're all different type of friends. But like I said, again, I don't want to give my soul. I don't want to tie my soul with my friends that should be saved for someone who I want to share my life with. Because we can empathize with our friends without having those relationships. But I'm going to go. Thank you for listening. Overrated.